The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Boss up
and get a people. What
they want.
It is draft day. The NBA draft is tonight.
One of my favorite days.
Right across the river. I am so excited for this evening. We're going to break it down for you and get ready. But there is some news that has nothing to do with the draft. We're going to start the show with a team that doesn't even have a first-round draft pick, the Brooklyn Nets. Earlier this week, our colleague Woj said that Kyrie and the Nets are at an impasse. This has some implications in what Woj say could be a doomsday scenario in which they do not re-sign Kyrie. KD gets upset and he wants out. Jalen, we thought this Nets team was going to be a super team that would have multiple titles. And now here we are on the precipice of it all falling apart. How do you think this plays out?
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. I'm thinking that that's going to carry the weight ultimately. And Kyrie initially signing with the Nets, playing that season while KD was out, the bond that they formed, I was literally just thinking, 10 years ago, I was with JRLA and Team USA in Las Vegas. And the two people that were at our camp were Kyrie and KD. So they have a kinship. And I don't believe that Kyrie, after watching the Golden State Warriors win the championship post-KD, will now leave KD when they didn't get accomplished their goals. That's what I think is going to play out. I know it's hard to ignore the numbers and the business aspect,
yeah,
and what the Nets say they want to do and how Kyrie's going to receive it. But I believe ultimately this gets done. And this is the time of year when your team didn't reach its goals to do and say less. And when you're an all-time great like KD, a future Hall of Famer like Kyrie, it's going to be beautiful to watch how they respond to all of this together. They had James Harden. He got traded away. They acquired Ben Simmons. How did he pass a physical? He didn't play. He got surgery. Last year was an anomaly in a lot of ways. Kyrie didn't get vaccinated, missed the half of the season. The last 3 years have been suppressed. You feel it and I feel it. Because guess what? When they working, we really working too. Look at this. You gonna start the show with Kyrie and I got all of this draft stuff? Like, we working, right?
You just took out a chunk of the Amazon rainforest.
Exactly. And so what happens in a situation like with Kyrie is they know that they got to show and prove together on the floor. Ain't no way around that. And I think that competitive spirit and that loyalty that he and KD are going to have with one another, everybody's going to work together with the Nets, find a way to get his deal satisfied, and then they're going to play basketball.
You know, it pains me to say this, Jalen, but you're right. I feel like this is just negotiations. I feel like Kyrie says, where's my max deal? And the Brooklyn Nets say, how about something that's not exactly a max deal? How about not at the total number of years? How about not the total number of dollars? And I think that they're just going to find a way to work that out. Kyrie, KD, Ben Simmons, if healthy, hopefully healthy, start the season
loyalty,
with the Nets.
Loyalty, loyalty.
And let's not forget, before injuries, the Nets were on top of the Eastern Conference last year.
Yeah, they were. And I know when
they
I
also lost 11 straight games.
They did. Yeah. They did. But also, I know when I use that word, people are going to look at the history of both of those guys and say, okay, KD left OKC. He left the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Kyrie left playing with LeBron. He left running with the Celtics. To me, that's what makes this different. Because when you're that dynamic at basketball like those three guys, ain't really no more running to do. Now you got to fight. You see what I'm saying? They got a squad. They're going to have support. They're going to have a full season together, not a compressed season. That's what I mean. We've had three NBA champions in 20 months. So when you people tell me that like the games played the last 3 years, I think about my schedule the last 3 years. I'm like, it was a pandemic. They was in the bubble. You know what I'm saying? Like, the schedule got compressed. The draft was in late July. Like, now we're going to get back to an NBA calendar. And I think it's going to help the body clocks of the players. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to keep the injuries down. Look how many injuries that have taken place the last couple of years. Yep. How's affected the playoffs? How's affected multiple teams? So I think his loyalty to KD weighs out. He ends up staying in Brooklyn.
We will see how this plays out. Now, Jalen Rose, we're about to see how the draft is going to play out. And there's been so much focus on these top three picks.
Yep.
Orlando, OKC, Houston. The common consensus right now, it goes Jabari, Chet, Paolo. But which one of these teams needs the most impact from one of those three players?
So this is something I'll say on J&J that I'm not going to say tonight at the draft.
I love getting the exclusives.
Because tonight at the draft is a celebration of, you know, what these players and their families accomplished, and the projections and the attitude and the feelings should all be positive. But what I will say is this class is going to have to show me a player that's going to be an all-time great. Like, I've been doing this a long time, and I've gotten drafted. Like, there are some really good players in this draft. But it ain't that guy like a LeBron, Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal. Like, those guys are like...
Well, those guys don't come around every year.
But the point I'm trying to make is, like, that's what you hope you're getting when you talk about the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to... Like, see, the number one pick ain't the 20th pick. Let me teach everybody the difference. The guy that get picked first, he's supposed to be a perennial all-NBA performer and a future Hall of Famer.
Yep.
That's what you want from the number one pick. And while I see great attributes from each of the top three guys that we're talking about, let's talk about Paolo for a second. Big, strong, rugged, charismatic, comes from a good program, has a good attitude, has all of the skills, can dribble, pass, and shoot. He needs to work on his three-point range. But that's something in today's game he's going to need to have in his arsenal. He's going to need to be able to shoot with range in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That's something he's going to have to work on. He's not the Zion type athlete to the paint. You see what I'm saying? So again, and by the way, like Zion, really good passer for his size,
yep.
Right? But they ain't cut down the nets this year.
No.
And they got four guys that's going in the first round. So that's still some work to do. Let's go to Chet.
Love Chet. I would say of the people in this draft that have superstar potential, I would point the finger towards Chet.
You say potential because you gamble a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And in your mind, you don't want to hit the double. You want to try to go for the home run. And Chet is a 7-footer, blocked 3.7 shots per game, can go between the legs, behind the back. I've been following him for a long time. I remember he played against Imani Bates in high school. Like, I've been following him for a while. Like, but you can't ignore that skeleton frame. You can't ignore that, mm-hmm. Right? And a player like a Porzingis, for example, kind of comes to mind. How he ended up getting bigger,
just
stronger.
Like that.
Yeah,
he looked just like that. That's why I believe in Chet's body transfer.
Oh, okay, so say he becomes Porzingis. What does that mean for you?
So there's a difference. Porzingis, you look at someone like Porzingis, like he can shoot threes and he can block shots. Chet does so much more. He can ball handle. He can get in the lane. He can spin. He can finish. He can hit in three phases, not just Porzingis who can shoot or maybe get a rebound and put back.
I agree. And so, by the way, how I'm speaking now is really what gets said in these GM offices. Is really what imagine a coach of the Golden State Warriors walks into the locker room when they lose and curses the Splash Brothers. Trade them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what coaches and basketball evaluators do. And so, like, but you still ain't – is there a KO knockout prospect? Let's talk about Jabari for a second. I love his game, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a stretch four, maybe a small ball five, can play D, can block shots.
The jump shot.
Play on the ball.
It's just so
40%
beautiful.
Shooter play for Bruce Pearl. I like his toughness. I like that he's going to – like all of these guys – These are stocks. These are like like farming, like you're planting seeds. So, all so of these
talk,
guys.
I like
have
how you talk about J&J the way you won't tonight. So if you were a GM, you had the number one pick, who would you select with the first pick?
I'm playing it safe. If I'm Orlando, see, because they need an anchor player. Like Wagner played well for him last year, my guy out of Michigan. And I think Jalen Suggs is going to continue to grow and have, you know, a real, real big potential. And so the other big fella that shot threes.
Mo Bamba
makes threes. And then the other young fella who sat out in the bubble. I like the young fella. What's his name? Out of Florida State. Jonathan Isaac. So to me, you got Mo Bamba, Jonathan Isaac. You got Cole Anthony,
Wagner,
who's shown it to be
Suggs.
A bucket. Wagner, Suggs. And so, like.
No All-Stars.
Correct. Say that again with your chest.
No All-Stars.
And so, I need. If I'm going to draft number one, I hope it's going to be Shaq. I pray it can be Dwight Howard. You know what I'm saying? If I'm Orlando. But since you're not getting that tonight, which is my point, you're going to get a really good player. You're going to get perennial all-stars in those three guys if they develop. Like, it can happen. But you got to draft the guy that's going to win Rookie of the Year. And that's Paolo.
Yeah, I agree. I ultimately think that Chet will have the best career, and Paolo will be the Rookie of the Year. It all goes down tonight. The 76.
And then 4-5. You don't want to talk about Sacramento or Detroit?
We will. The 76th annual NBA draft is tonight on ESPN and ABC, 8 p.m. I can't wait to see who goes where and what Jalen Rose will wear. Jalen, we have some not exactly draft-related information regarding DeAndre Ayton.
I got a lot of information in my mind, man. Since 1973, man. I got a lot of information in my mind.
I'm excited to hear you dump it all into the microphone on the stage at Barclays tonight, 8 o'clock ABC.
Let's get it.
There's some other reports. The Suns don't want to give DeAndre Ayton the max. They had an opportunity to last year.
Clearly.
They didn't do it now. And now they might be willing to deal him. How do you think this plays out?
KRS-One, you ever think about when you out of here? If I'm DeAndre Ayton, I want out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
They had every opportunity to pay him.
You asking this to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all ain't take care of me.
Let's not forget how the end of that Game 7 finished with him on the bench and Monty Williams not wanting to talk about it.
So the one thing about being a team and building a culture is taking care of your guys.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the ones that are homegrown. Like, you just drafted him ahead of Luka and Trae Young. Like, he's not them, but he helped y'all get to the NBA Finals. Like, he is one of the better young bigs at his position. What he does is trending. Like, you'll love for Paolo to be him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You love that. You know what I'm saying? He ain't been an all-star yet. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's levels to this in this league. You see what I'm saying? And while he's performed at an all-star level, that gives them the cause to say, you know what? We don't necessarily have to do this yet. Is this because you're really getting fed by CP3?
That's how I feel.
So here's what happens in negotiations, right? Here's what happens in the locker room. We're all team. We're all kumbaya. But here's what happens in negotiations. CP3 be feeding you.
Mm-hmm.
Look, 75% of your shots, whatever the number
your
is.
Your agent
you
says, right, well, he shoots 80% in the paint. Okay. Well, this is all layups created by somebody else.
And then they show you the footage of you getting benched at the final game, and they show you all of the stuff. And then you like, you know what? Y'all didn't pay me. Y'all trying to talk to me like a depressed asset. So now I can leave. So if I'm him, since they didn't take care of him, and did they meet their goals this year? They were the most disappointing team, even ahead of the Nets in this year's playoffs.
Jalen Rose, joining us in just seconds.
He's a future superstar
in the NBA. Jaden Hardy will be here on Jalen and Jacoby in just seconds. You don't want to miss that. It's draft night. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here in New York City, where in just hours we will have the NBA draft. And joining us right now,
future superstar,
current NBA prospect, soon to be NBA player, Jaden Hardy. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate y'all having me.
Congratulations. Welcome to New York City. Enjoy this opportunity. You earned it. Your family earned it. You've been doing work, averaging 38-8 as a junior in high school. This year in the G League, averaging 24-4 your last eight games. How do you think playing against other pros and adults give you an advantage versus other guards in your draft class?
Yeah, I for sure think playing against in the G League, playing against grown men, like, for sure helped me, like, this season. Like, just helped me, like, playing against the physicality, like, the pace of the game. And also, it just helped me mature as a player as well, like, helping me understand how to play the game at this level, helping me play with pace, and just, like, really, like, being consistent overall.
So this evening you're going to be drafted, and you've been sort of tied to a lot of different teams. What has this experience been like, sort of being rumored to get picked by so many different teams?
Yeah, this experience has been going well for me, just being able, like, to go across the world and travel and work out for these teams and, like, see what they think about me and, like, being able, like, to showcase my skills and, like, showcase my skill set in front of them. So it's been going good. I feel like I'm in a good position, so...
So over these last couple of weeks in getting yourself ready for the draft and meeting with teams and talking to squads and, you know, just the entire experience, what has that been like for you?
Yeah, the whole entire experience has been well for me, like, getting to talk to them, like, getting their feedback on, like, what they think of me as a player. And not only that, but as a person, too. So, like, getting that feedback and them asking me about my experience with the NBA G League. So it's been going good.
So obviously you could have played at many of the top colleges. What made you make that decision to go to the G League?
Yeah, I mean, when I was being recruited by colleges, I could have really went almost anywhere, really. But ultimately, like, I was ready to be a pro. I felt like I was ready. I was a pro, and, like, I was ready, like, to live that pro lifestyle, like, being able, like, to work on my game full time. And, like seeing what a pro is, like, really learning, like, what a pro is, learning how to take care of my body, learning about my diet, and really, like, being able, like you said, like, being able to play against grown men and, like learn from that, so.
I've always admired your game, your maturity. I mean, Jacoby, he's 19. He's 6'4", and the responsibility that young players carry, and he's carried for so far in his career, you've done an amazing job of juggling everything. I have to ask, so, like, going into tonight's draft, is there somebody that you hope that you want to make the most proud? Like, who's helped you get to these moments?
Yeah, for sure. Like, my dad, my mom, and, like, my brother, like, all my siblings. Like, I want to, like, this is what I've been working for, like, my whole life. So to be able, like, to be in this moment and, like, for it to, like, finally be here, like, it's a blessing. Like, so I just want to thank God first and thank my family and everybody who has supported me up to this point.
Jaden, most important question. Have we figured out the outfit? We're just hours away. Do we have the suit? What are we doing with the accessories? What are we doing with the hair? Like, do we have options still at this point?
We already know he's going to come correct.
Yeah, you know I'm coming correct. Yeah, we got the cold fit coming out. Y'all are gonna see tonight. So
So I have to ask, and I've always admired these last couple of draft classes. It seemed like young players are coming into the league more ready to ball from day one. And if there's a comp for your game, either currently in the league or all time, is there somebody that you compare your game after or model your game after?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really all into the comparisons for real. There's a lot of players that I've been compared to. And, like, I got certain players that I like to watch. Like, I like watching Bradley Beal, Dame Lillard, James Harden, Poole, Curry, D-Book. So, like, I like watching all of those type of players, like, taking stuff from their games, adding it into mine. But I feel like I'm one-on-one. Like, I'm my own player, and I feel like it's all going to show. So. Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously players want to get picked number one, number two, number three, but there's a reason those teams are getting picking in that spot. How does it feel to sort of be able to get picked by a team that's going to have immediate impact, playoff aspirations, and a winning culture?
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like just like what I can bring to a team with my three-level scoring, my playmaking, and my ability to defend, like, and there's so much to my game and I have so many tools. I feel like, I mean, I can bring an immediate impact to whatever team I'm on or whatever team I get drafted to. And I feel like we're going to, whatever team I'm on, we're going to be making a playoff run for sure.
I love that. I love that so very much. When you get in the league, are you going to plan on, like, being in a three-point contest, being in a dunk contest? It seems like some of you athletic freaks get into the league and don't get into the dunk contest.
I for sure want to do the three-point contest for sure. I don't know about the dunk contest, though, but I for sure want to be in a three-point contest.
Well, with your shooting ability, something tells me you might get the invite. And there's also some rumors about your shooting ability in some of these workouts. You've been really impressive, especially with that aspect of your game. With it being so important in the league, is that something that you've worked on?
Yeah, that's something that I've been worked on my whole life. Like, I've always been labeled a shooter, like, my whole life. And, like, I mean, just, like, being able, like, to shoot at this level consistently and being able, like, to play make and, like, do the things that I can do, I feel like that's very important, like, especially, like, when you come into the playoffs, you need players that can go get you a bucket, and that's the type of player I am, and also that can get you a stop.
And get his own shot off the dribble. You know what I'm saying, Jacoby? 19 years of age, and he said something. Shout to our guy, Yoda Rashad Phillips. He said four-level score. Now, there are only a few guys in the league that come to mind in that category. Steph Curry, Trae Young, and Dame Lillard. So for you, what does four-level scoring mean?
Yeah, four-level scoring, like, you don't too many people got that label, like you said. Like, you really got to be different to have that label, and I got that label. I'm my ability, like, to shoot, be able to make any shot from anywhere on the court at a high rate. So, like, having that and having, like, all the tools that I also got, like, it's just, like, it's different.
You also said something else really important. You need someone to get you a bucket and get you a stop. You know, you've seen the defenses in the league are just so sophisticated and pick and rolls and switchings. What part of the G League experience to help you on that side of the floor?
Yeah, playing in the G League helped me with that experience, like, a lot. Because, like, at this level, like, that's how you're going to get on the floor. And that's how you're going to win championships. So you got to be able to get down, play defense, and, like, be able to contain your man. And, like, be in help side and always talking. So, I mean, the G League helped me with that a lot. Like, being, like, taking that part of my game, like, personal.
Jalen and Jacoby always takes pride in letting the world know what's now and what's next. You're a superstar in the making. Your maturity and your discipline has been so very on display throughout this process. The sky's the limit for you. Best of luck tonight in the draft. I know you're going to be suited and booted, but I have to ask one question. What music are you listening to? Like, what you bumping these days?
Oh, yeah. I mean, artists that I like listening to. I like Lil Baby, Babyface Ray, 42 Doug, Lil Durk. Yes, D Herbo, like them rappers from the D. Like, I'm always listening to those rappers from the city. So
no doubt,
we up for sure.
Well, you up in just a few hours at Barclays Center, the NBA draft. You'll be walking across the stage. In advance, congratulations, and thank you so much for taking the time on Jalen and Jacoby.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all having me.
We'll be right back after this very short break. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby here on Jalen and Jacoby. Every day that Brittany Griner is detained in Russia, we recognize it.
Way too long. She's been wrongfully detained for 125 days. So we here at Jalen and Jacoby wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jalen Rose, it's draft night. We always talk about sleepers. What is a prospect that hasn't been discussed as much as some of the top prospects that you think is a sleeper?
Steph Curry did this in the final. Benedict.
Ooh.
Mathurin. Is a bucket. Big, strong. Can catch and shoot. Can handle as a primary. Clutch. Played at Arizona. That's my sleeper in this year's draft. He going to go in the teens, and people going to watch this show and be like, Jalen was right.
That's my sleeper right there, Shaedon Sharpe. You see this video? He's practicing with Kentucky. Do you know why this is the video of him practicing with Kentucky? Didn't play. Decided not to play. And he's going to get drafted very high, and he is a huge X factor tonight. Now, Jalen, just what are we watching right here?
Rest in peace, David Stern and my queen, Jeannie Cassandra Rose. That's draft night. Lives get changed. Suited and booted. Had to represent for the culture. Had on the red Gators,
too. I can't wait to see the draft tonight. Can't wait to see what you wear. We'll be back tomorrow, as every day, on ESPN2.
Family affair.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast-exclusive content every single day. Jalen Rose, I want to talk to you about your Pistons.
Okay.
They traded Jeremy Grant.
Well, that makes me happy. You surprised me with that.
And they moved up from 46 to 36 tonight. They get a first-round pick in 2025, but it's Milwaukee's, and some tells me Giannis will still be in Milwaukee. That sounds like a pick in the 20s. Mm-hmm. And they get a second-round pick in 2025. Not a lot of return for someone who was so effective for the team. What is the thinking behind this?
So on paper, I felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
Initially when I heard about the Jeremy Grant trade. But what ends up happening is a lot of times the desperation of a team versus how willing they are to do a deal are two different things. And so last year, he was one of those commodities that it seemed like a lot of teams potentially wanted to trade for.
Yep.
If they were already a contender. But they ended up not doing it because a lot of those teams felt like he would not have put them over the top. So now that changes your trade value. The other thing, if you're the Pistons, you definitely want a first-round pick because that's a commodity in itself, because now all of a sudden you may have your own first-round pick that has two first-round picks that give you a chance to package those and move up if there's a player in one of these drafts that you really like.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is similarities. Keegan Murray, you hope, grows into the kind of player that Jeremy Grant is.
Yep.
And so a guy that's going to be like a small ball four in a lot of ways, playing alongside Marvin Bagley and Cade Cunningham and Isaiah Stewart up front. I like the young nucleus that the Pistons are trying to put together. Obviously, you're going to need Killian Hayes to take a leap at the point guard position. And so, to me, it's also a sign that they're going to draft Keegan Murray. But what happens if Ivy falls to you?
Ivy's not falling.
I mean,
Before Ivy doesn't get picked at four, someone trades 2-4 to pick Ivy.
Okay.
I believe that.
I believe that.
Like, what you hope and what you think are going to happen are two different things.
So let me ask you this. Who's going to be better in the league between Chet and Ivy?
Ultimately, Chet. But I could see a world in which Ivy is.
Who's going to be better between Ivy and Ben Carroll?
Ben Carroll.
Who's going to be better between Jabari Smith and Ivy?
Ivy. I'm less high on Smith than others. That's just my personal opinion.
Because like that body style and his game, it could be a LaMarcus Aldridge type of offensive game,
mm-hmm.
or it could be a Joe Smith.
Those are the comps, but like, it's like his jump shot is great. His jump shot's amazing. Like, okay, well, we're not talking about his defense. And we're not talking about him finishing around the rim.
Well, he plays D. He has work to do in that area, but he's a willing defender. He can guard multiple positions. But what we're doing right now is just acknowledging that this is a draft of very good. DeAndre Ayton is a really good NBA player. He got drafted in the same class and ahead of Luka and ahead of Trae Young. Why? Because he's a taller player.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tall man's game, right?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir. DeAndre Ayton ain't been an all-star.
Is Cade Cunningham very good or is he a superstar?
So, well, he got a chance to be a superstar.
I think so. I mean, again, I don't judge players' futures based on one year in the league.
Well, here's what you can judge. You can judge his year in the league because he averaged 25-5.
For a bad team. At every opportunity to get those 25.
I'm trying to tell you, like, for people who don't play in the league, like, so many things have to happen for your team to allow you to have the opportunity to get those numbers. And then you have to play at the Nets and go at them the way he went at KD. I remember watching that game when he scored like 40 on them. And so he has shown me that he can be a superstar. Now, because we have him, now you got to try to, like when you have a go-to guy, you got to build around their weaknesses. That's really what you got to cover up. Like, so if we got Steph Curry, ooh, Klay Thompson's so great. Oh, mm-hmm. Man, he could play D on the ones. This is so made in heaven. Steph Curry, great handle. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Klay Thompson, great catch and shoot. Like, it just
perfect
meshes, right?
World championships.
Boom. And that's what everybody's searching for. Everybody's searching for that with their best player. And so.
That's why you bring up Ivy. Ivy would be so good next to Cade.
Correct.
He'd be so good next to Cade. He'd be so good next to Cade.
Yes.
And we haven't mentioned Sadiq Bey. If we're talking about the Pistons, you got to mention Sadiq.
Yeah, the future MVP Sadiq Bey, who had 50 in the game this year.
MVP?
I mean, I'm just saying. What do you say about a rookie to score 50?
I don't think I'll take the under on 0.5 MVP for Sadiq Bey. Jalen, there's no superstar we need to talk about. It's nothing to do with the draft. Our guy Woj has the information, and he's got a lot. Today he's saying that James Harden is leaning towards opting into that player option with 1 year with the Sixers. Now, Jalen, I know you well. You've never really been a fan on this sort of, like, don't take the long-term deal, bet on yourself, prove it, take the 1 year. What do you think about James Harden potentially saying, you know what, if you guys aren't going to give me the full max, that 250, I'll prove it to you that I'm worth it next season?
So there's levels. There's the DeAndre Ayton level, that we're the best team in the Western Conference for a couple of years. We get to the NBA Finals. You show terrific promise. And however, for whatever reason, we don't want to pay you. So now you're going into a prove-it year, which was this year, the year they just played, mm-hmm. and they just totally flamed out in the playoffs, right? So now if I'm Ayton, I don't want to be there anymore. So, like, we always look at it from the lens of, and by the way, this is me talking. This ain't him talking. For all I know, he could be at CP3's house right now, you know, watching film and getting ready for the season. But when you're in a negotiating room, I'm negotiating for me. And how about if he flips it and says, man, CP's 37. Not getting any younger.
What do you
right?
think?
Right? I'm in Phoenix. They haven't paid me. Right? So if he leaves and wants out, that reminds me of what I'm getting from these current players in the draft. So I'll ask you again, like I asked you with Ivy. Are any of those players going to be better than Ayton?
Yes.
Ben Carroll, Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren.
All three.
Okay, I just like to get people on the record.
I want to talk to you about this James Harden situation. Okay. I was surprised to hear
that
he was going to opt in.
I was going there. So there's the level of betting on yourself when you're young, not an all-star, but on a good team in DeAndre Ayton. And then there's... you're already a proven commodity in James Harden and Kyrie Irving. They ain't playing those negotiation shenanigans. They already vets. And James Harden, top 75. He like...
So why would he do this after his last season?
Because I don't have nobody else that's going to pay me.
So you think him and Daryl had a hard conversation? Daryl said, how about 3 years?
It ain't even that.
35
it's, a year. It's you landscape the other 29 teams. Like, people forget Tyreek Hill wasn't a free agent. You know that, right? Tyreek Hill, agent, got on the phone around the league like, oh, Devontae Adams got this money. Like, is there somebody that's going to give Tyreek the money? When he find the Miami Dolphins going to give him the money, they call the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all want to pay Reek his bread or we out of here. And so for James Harden, he wish he had 29 other suitors, but he doesn't. Kyrie does, because they had different situations. Oh, if the Nets don't want to pay Kyrie, he got options, right? And so for Harden, he has to opt in. Jacoby, he has no choice. Got to go ball and earn that $50 million. That's what he got to do.
Can you see a world in which this works out for him? He has a great season. Sixers have a successful season. And then he gets a 4 or 5 year deal from Philadelphia.
No.
I don't see it either.
That's not happening.
I don't see it either.
That's not happening. This to me, if you're James Harden, you're approaching this like your final season with Philly.
Really?
Yeah. It's your final season with Philly. You gotta go, you gotta be the best version of yourself. You gotta get in shape, gotta be on time. You have to you gotta put out a Zion and Luka videos of you working out. You have to be at training camp early, be a good leader, less videos of you out champagneing and campaigning. And again, like I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying like this is what it's gonna help him get a long-term deal. I'm talking about what the 29 check writers are gonna want him to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about what IG and Twitter are gonna want him to do. And so because of that, when the season start, if Philly don't invest in you, you already know that you ain't in a long-term plan because they ain't giving you the bread. So you got to approach this like, this is my last year with them. Auditioning for other teams.
So, Jalen, on draft night, you should have and expected to get drafted higher than you were.
Yep.
But what is the benefit to a prospect sort of getting drafted maybe outside the lottery or in the 20s and being put in a winning situation?
So, like, the draft is like, if I'm taking you, like, in the top five, we need you to take us to the next level. If I'm drafting you in the 20s, then we're going to show you how to get to the next level. It's a vastly different experience. It's a different job description. And what ends up happening is that's why immediately you need your franchise player to actually perform like one. Like, you need Ja to ball immediately. You need Luka to ball immediately because that set the table. You need Trae Young to ball immediately. That set the table. When that does not happen, scrambling.
Mm-hmm.
You scrambling because you don't really know if that's the guy. You don't really. So it's hard to gain an identity. And so for the late, and just so you guys know, like, there's a competitive spirit there. Like, nobody right now is at home like 3-2-1 G League in their driveway. nobody saying that. No person has ever uttered that. 3-2-1 overseas. Nobody's saying that. I promise you. They're saying NBA. And the one thing you know is if you get drafted in the first round, you guaranteed. That's the first thing you get. Like, you like, hey, I'm locked up. They won't let me. You guaranteed. But the next thing, you still got to make the team. And so when you get drafted early, Jacoby, you're going to make the team.
Mm-hmm.
You get drafted late and you can't ball, you might not make the team. They don't have no problems with cutting your salary. Like, I don't want to – I'm pretty sure right now we can do an exercise with Google and name the people who got drafted in the 20s that played less than 2 years with that team.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of people who get drafted in the 20s that are not just not household names, but, like, didn't play.
Correct. And I got a more recent example in a different way. Look no further than Jonathan Kuminga. If he gets drafted by the Sacramento Kings, he plays 30, 35 minutes a game. He wins Rookie of the Year. He shows all the promise he showed in Golden State, but they still back in the lottery. And is he really learning the good winning habits? Maybe, maybe not. He gets drafted by the Warriors. He shows all of that promise. Oh, Steve Kerr coaching me? Oh, Kenny Atkinson and Mike Brown about to be head coaches? Championships up in the banner, up in the rafters. I get to play with Splash Brothers, Draymond Green. He showed so much promise this year, we were surprised he was getting DMPs in the finals.
I was.
Just think about this. Here's a lottery pick. Team won a championship, getting DMP in the finals. Wiseman. Normally, Wiseman is looked to carry the franchise.
Number two pick.
Look to carry the franchise. He got drafted by the Warriors. He kissing the trophy. Like he magic in 79-80. You know what I'm saying? It's like, young fella. But he's asked to do a different job as a top pick. Like LaMelo Ball got to lead them. He got to be a franchise player. Already new coach. Is the team going to play? Is they going to sign Miles Bridges? You know what I'm saying? He got to deal with that. And ain't they still looking for a coach as we do this show?
Yes, they are. Mike D'Antoni met with them.
See what he got to deal with. I had three coaches my rookie year.
That's wild.
Three coaches. And so, like, it was good to go to a team that made the playoffs. And it's the last thing, it's more pressure on you to be ready to play. Because when you're young, they ain't got time for your young immaturity or your mistakes.
Jalen, a couple things. Number one, I love the draft. I love the promise. I love the way that it changes these young men's lives and their families. But I also love the fashion. And I would say that you're most famous for your draft day suit. But last year, you were clean.
Thank you, brother.
You know, like last year, it's not as spoken about as the red and white suit, but it was one of your best looks.
Thank you. I was proud of that one, too, when I looked in the rearview mirror. I was like, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Raises the bar for this year.
I'm subtle this year.
What are the accessories? What is the haircut schedule?
All right.
What are we doing? Do we have it? Do we have everything locked down now? Shoes?
Locked
everything's in. No optionality.
Yeah, no optionality.
Because I know sometimes you like to have a little optionality.
My fell out.
What happened? Oh, no.
Hands too small on one.
Oh, no. Maybe stomach too big.
No, it ain't because it's too short, too small.
Oh, no.
Too much ankle, cankle.
That's kind of in right now, but I don't follow those trends.
Nah, I'm not showing them part. Of my calf.
Hilly's out.
Yeah, a little beige, like a light beige. Yeah, like a tan.
How much milk is in the coffee? Lots of milk.
Yeah, like splash tan. Of milk. Yeah, like tan. I'm wearing like tan with like pink shirt.
Oh, okay.
Tie. You know, I'm figuring out the white flower, maybe like a white
flower or something. Colors the tie.
Might do a pink tie, may not do a tie. I'm gonna see how I play it.
It's draft night. You should do a tie.
Yeah, I do a pink tie. You know, just to freak it. Brown, red bottoms. It kind of hurt my feet. I'll only do the first round.
Probably get me fired.
Sure.
Sounds like you're gonna look like a vagina.
What?
We're gonna get canceled.
That is hilarious. That's a good one.
We'll
That's
be back one. Tomorrow.
That's a good one.
Maybe not. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
I'm getting a cut this afternoon. And guess who else going with me? Jimmy Sky King of the Fab Five.
Yes.
Be with your boy and Andy Authentic about to put that razor on him this afternoon too. His hair longer and darker than mine. Like, I was thinking, me and him was talking about this last night. Like, Ray doesn't have, like, a full head of grass like the rest of us, but we all got our full hairlines, full. I'm
good. You know what? I'm just so glad that somewhere in the world, the Fab Five is just sitting around talking about their hair. You know what I mean? That's just great. And you know what? Shout out to Ray.
Shout out to Ray, you can't go
5 for 5 sometimes.
Shout out to Money.
Big shout out to Ray. You guys are always getting it done. The ones who get it done are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry backed by 24/7 support and access to product specialists. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. We'll be back tomorrow. We're recapping the draft and much more. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.